WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Another local convenience store was the target of a robbery, but this time the man accused of making the attempt walked out of the Sunrise Food Mart on Leonard Road west of Bryan without getting any money, and he was arrested the next day. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says the clerk had seen 27-year-old Artemio De Leon come into the store two times earlier that day.
He walks in the door with vinyl gloves on, and it certainly rattled the clerk when he handed her the note. The clerk described that she could read it, but she told the suspect that she didn't have her glasses and she couldn't read. And that just really thwarted the whole thing because he got frustrated and left the store.
Investigators used the store's surveillance video to identify and locate De Leon. Jail records show this is his fourth arrest in the last 12 months and the 14th time since 2004. State lawmakers representing Brazos County are upbeat about what was accomplished in recently completed legislative session.
Representative John Rainey of Bryan told the Chamber of Commerce audience that one thing done for the owners of small business owners was addressing changes in the franchise tax.
The way that businesses are categorized, some seem to think that they were categorized inappropriately, and their franchise tax has jumped considerably. I think we addressed some of those needs during the session.
Kyle Cassell, representing rural Brazos County and counties to the north and east, asked for support of the proposed constitutional amendment for the state's water plan.
Utilize $2 billion from the Economic Stabilization Fund. How are we going to stabilize this growing economy if we don't have water for all these folks and businesses moving to Texas? We're going to be in trouble.
Addressing the state budget, Senator Charles Schwartner says 30% is taken up by health care. That's double from 12 years ago.
Everything we talk about, higher ed, education, criminal justice, transportation, you got to realize that because of the squeeze that's occurring with health care costs, the other aspects of the budget are getting the short end of the stick.
You can hear what was said on our website at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We have two more scam alerts. College Station Police Officer Phil Dorsett says while you're driving, someone comes and tells you there's something wrong with your car.
And what we've been hearing is that they're coming up to the car and explaining that they're a mechanic and they just so happen to have the part that's needed to fix whatever problem they're observing, kind of trying to keep the driver inside the vehicle so they can't get out and see that there's really nothing wrong with it.
And Atmos Energy has issued a nationwide alert to beware of bogus phone calls demanding payment for past due balances. Atmos spokesman Chase Murphy says you will always be given payment options.
We will offer you by phone. We will offer you using a debit card or a credit card or checking account information. Or we will also remind you that there are authorized payment locations here around town where you can walk in and physically make a payment.
You can check the status of your Atmos account by phone, going online, or visiting an authorized payment location. The feedback was immediate from College Station homeowners who caught wind of an online story about renting their houses to those needing lodging for Aggie Home football games. City Planner Morgan Hester says regulations require homeowners to register as a bed and breakfast.
With a bed and breakfast, the homeowner must reside in the house and be there whenever the guests are there. So if they comply with that, in addition to registering with the state as a business and registering on our website with the hotel occupancy tax, then everything is fine.
Hester also says there can't be more than four unrelated people staying in a bed and breakfast or a rental house. Complaints will be forwarded to the city's code enforcement office. A link to Hester's blog is on our website at WTAW.com. Tomorrow you can cheer on a current Texas Aggie as she competes on The Price is Right. Danielle Gaucher says the back-to-school episode was recorded in May and will air at 10 tomorrow morning on CBS.
It was so much fun, and I'm actually so glad I went. I almost didn't go because I was in the middle of finals, and I didn't think I really had the time or the money to just go to LA for the weekend. My best friend convinced me, and we went, and it was the best experience of my life. It's probably the most random thing I have ever done.
Gaucher, who previously studied marine biology and hopes to become a manatee nurse, says contestants were chosen for their interests and personalities. She won't say yet how she did, but she's looking forward to her family's reactions, good or bad. And a one-vehicle crash last night killed a Grimes County man on FM 244, 6 miles north of Anderson. 60-year-old David Bebe of Iola was southbound on FM 244 when his truck left the roadway and struck a tree. He was wearing his seatbelt at the time. WTAW News Time is 6:14 at 74 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
Hello, I'm Ken Walsh with Keys and Walsh Construction. We've been buying vehicles from Mike Vivaldi for almost 5 years. We recommend Mike because of his honesty, and he makes it convenient in our company.
Team Auto, home of the best price guarantee on Washington, just west of Highway 6.
With a lineup of 8 domestic product lines, Team Auto is unlike any other car buying experience.
With this kind of selection, there's no reason not to join our team. Only 11.7 miles south of high prices.
Team Auto, where relationships matter.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Through today, we'll have periods of clouds and sun with a couple of widely scattered showers and thunderstorms around us as well. The high temperature up between 90 and 95 this afternoon. Now tonight, the skies become mainly clear. We drop down to 72 to 76, and we'll see sunshine with a few scattered clouds during the day Friday. Afternoon high temperature about 95 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear skies, lower 70s, and sun with a few clouds on Saturday, and again near 95. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. The Brazos Valley Bombers are the reigning champions now. They have won the Texas Woo-hoo! Collegiate League for the first time ever. Interesting new ruling coming out of A&M for their big autograph day, the Meet the Aggies event. We'll share that with you. And A&M Soccer got to work for the first time this year against UC Irvine. All that and more with sports. We'll do it for you here in about 6:50.
All that, and this is an exciting day here at the radio station.
Because?
Well, it's Science Experiment Day.
How do you know?
Because they're going to empty out the refrigerator at 10 o'clock this morning.
Oh, I see.
And then, you dig around back there, and there, who knows? We may find a cure to something back there.
It's alive!
Well, or something, or it used to be. Yeah, so, and, it's interesting because now we have more employees, if you will. I mean, we have more people who shuttle through here. Used to be that wasn't the case. And you didn't have to label your stuff, but now we have to label our stuff.
Or maybe just people are more forgetful.
Or it could be that we have some stinking food thieves here, too. But, I'm just saying.
I don't think anybody's ever stolen food from the company fridge.
That's because you don't bring anything anybody would eat.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'd say that's the end of that conversation right there. Going, oh, wow, it's Icelandic eyeballs.
I do not eat eyeballs. Okay. I'll eat strange animals, but not strange parts.
Thank you so much. A New Zealand woman drove overnight for about 200 miles and sent texts as she went, but was probably asleep for the entire time. It all started when a concerned friend contacted the police because the woman, who has a sleep disorder, took sleeping pills and drove away from her home. Police knew she was texting, and people who received the text said she sounded half asleep. They were half right. Police tracked her location by her cell phone. You mean you can track people
Of course you can.
Yeah.
But she had moved on by the time officers arrived. What are they doing, leisurely driving along? Let's see if we can find her somewhere. Finally, police found her slumped over the steering wheel in the driveway of her old home. She awoke with no recollection of the results. Wow.
Yikes.
That's a little bit strange, isn't it? So that's the reason we have people driving around like that here. Oh, they're asleep.
If that makes you feel better, sure,
yeah,
go
why
with
not?
That.
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah.
Time together. We got a lot of info.
Hey, Sean.
Yeah, they're not texting or they're not talking on the phone. They're asleep.
Drove down the
street just to get here. Is one really any better than the other, though?
No, it doesn't matter. They're driving with the same attention. So,
this time with us, it's going to be a good morning meeting.
It worked so well in rehearsal.
Why did you buy from Team Auto?
Hello, I'm Ken Walsh with Keys and Walsh Construction. We've been buying vehicles from Mike Vivaldi for almost 5 years. We recommend Mike because of his honesty, and he makes it convenient in our company.
Team Auto, home of the best price guarantee on Washington, just west of Highway 6.
With a lineup of 8 domestic product lines, Team Auto is unlike any other car buying experience.
With this kind of selection, there's no reason not to join our team. Only 11.7 miles south of high prices.
Team Auto, where relationships matter.
618, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It is the Ides of August. The Ides of August. Yeah, I don't talk about that much, do they? It's day 227 of the year. It means I got 138 of them to go. It's the beginning of the Little League World Series.
Yes, it is.
In Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
Where there are no PEDs.
No, probably not. Remember, it was a few years ago, about 10 years ago, they had some kid who was
30,
big for his age. Yeah.
From the Dominican Republic.
That's it. National Failures Day, though. So there we go. You can move forward with that. And it's also National Relaxation Day. So, yeah. Birthdays.
Jennifer Lawrence is 23 years old. Silver Linings Playbook and The Hunger Games.
Won an Oscar, I believe.
Yes, she did for Silver Linings, as a matter of fact. Joe Jonas is 24 from the Jonas Brothers.
And Word.
Yeah, I know. Carlos Pena Jr. is 24 from Big Time Rush, which is Nickelodeon's version of the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, okay.
Ben Affleck is 41. Anthony Anderson is 43 from Law & Order. Deborah Messing, who I love just a lot, is 45.
Will and Grace, right?
Yes. Pat Priest is 77. She was Marilyn Munster.
Marilyn, the Munsters, right.
Jim Lang, who hosted The Dating Game for 30 years.
Yeah.
He's 80.
Okay.
Mike Connors. And this says Mannix, but he did a bunch of other stuff, too. He's 88.
Wow. 88.
88.
All right.
And that's all she wrote.
Okay. Tess Harper, in one of my favorite movies, Tender Mercies. She's 63 years old. Linda Ellerbe, born in Bryan, Texas, is...
Really?
Uh-huh. 69 years old.
I did not know that.
That's it. And Melinda Gates, who's a pretty rich chick, is 49, and Princess Anne is 63. So, and Jimmy Webb, who wrote... cake song, right? MacArthur Park?
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe that is correct.
Actually, other things like By the Time I Get to Phoenix and stuff that people
I thought
actually
Glenn Campbell
say.
Actually wrote that one, but it was Jimmy Webb?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
I'll be darned.
Yes, indeed. All right, there you go. It's 620.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So what happens if something goes wrong in the printing of new money? Well, you, the taxpayer, you eat the cost, and then you pay to have the faulty money destroyed. That's exactly what happened recently when our government tried to roll out a new redesign of the $100 bill. Fox News reports the Bureau of Engraving and Printing has reportedly hit a production snafu at one of the country's two currency factories. As a result, the Federal Reserve is returning more than 30 million $100 bills, while another 30 billion in bills awaits examination. That error, according to the Atlantic Wire, is costing $3.79 million since it's about 12 cents to produce each and every bill and another $12,000 to destroy them. Yes, you the taxpayers, making up for another government mistake.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Look, guys, prostate problems are no laughing matter. The facts are the older you get, the more likely you will have prostate problems, which can affect sleep and intimacy. So if you're waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then do something about it. The Prostate Formula from Real Health Labs has been helping men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for over 15 years and has become the best-selling prostate formulation at retail for a reason. Unlike others, we don't have to offer you a so-called free bottle because the natural ingredients in the Prostate Formula really work. As a thank you for visiting your local Supercenter, listeners will receive a special offer by going to prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. So come on into the nation's largest retailer retailer and look for the blue and white box at Supercenters nationwide. Remember, visit ProstateFormula.com for the natural way to support prostate health and find the younger, healthier you.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Honda Summer Clearance Event is going on now at Allen Honda. Take advantage of great finance rates from Honda. Get 0.9% for up to 60 months on the 2013 CR-V, Crosstour, Odyssey, Pilot, or Fit. Plus, you may qualify for an additional $500 down payment from Honda toward a new CR-V if you're a current owner of a 2003 or newer year model of any of these manufacturers. Trade-in not required. The Honda Summer Clearance Event. Going on now to Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
I'm David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to thank all of our customers here in the Brazos Valley for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 35 years. As our community has grown, so has our organization's ability to provide the latest in document imaging technology. If you are looking for business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, CTWP is looking for you. Call CTWP today at 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
The Dow Jones Report, brought to you by Debbie Davis, now helping you invest in your future with financial advice, making sense of the financial world. Call today for your free financial consultation, 979-220-3018. 401ks, mutual funds, and all types of investments.
Airline attorneys prepare for a fight. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Lawyers for American Airlines and U.S. Airways are gearing up to defend the proposed merger of the two carriers after the Justice Department sued to keep the deal from happening. Attorneys for the would-be merger partners say the Department of Justice got it wrong and ignored the benefits the merger would bring to consumers, including more flights to more destinations. An increase in borrowing is a sign of consumer confidence that could give the economy some extra juice. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York says we took out more loans for cars and homes in the spring. We also used our credit cards more. At the same time, total consumer debt declined, mostly due to real estate transactions. Wall Street is coming off a down session. The futures are lower this morning. Much of yesterday's selling came late in the session after St. Louis Fed President James Bullard said he had not made up his mind yet whether next month would be too soon for the central bank to start tapering bond purchases. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Quite often we find ourselves thinking we should have done things sooner.
I love that we took this vacation.
I know. We should have done this a long time ago.
Sooner is just better than later. And now you don't have to wait till later to own the car of your dreams. Thanks to a surprisingly affordable certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And with exceptional 1.99% financing on select models, now through September 3rd, that dream is more attainable than ever. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. And your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is available only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional financing.
Thank you for trusting me with your mortgages for the last 15 years. I'm now happy to be able to provide solutions for your retirement and investing needs. I am Debbie Davis. I'm now able to help with your 401k transfers, 403b accounts, SEP IRAs, and mutual funds. I want to help you simplify your financial world with real solutions. I understand the importance of a decision to hire an investment advisor, so call me for a complimentary consultation. 979-220-3018. Today, tomorrow, your future.
Catching a break in the weather. We'll talk about that in just a minute, but the folks at Intercon remind you we've still got some heat. Summer's not over. And if you've seen your utility bills head in the wrong direction this year, then do something about that, and it's really pretty straightforward and fairly simple to do, and that is solar screens from Intercon. Now, you can choose the percentage of blockage that you want, whether it's 60%, 70%, up to 90% blockage. And also, they have some that have the grids on the outside so that it looks like your windows. Part of the situation is that the first generation of solar screens weren't necessarily that attractive, but you know, I'll tell you what, what it does to your utility bills is pretty attractive. And you take that, you take the fact that Intercon is a local company, so you're dealing with local folks who will work with you step by step, And then also, if you're a BTU customer, BTU has some initiatives out there that can make it even more worthwhile for you to take the leap and do that right now. Also, of course, energy-efficient windows. We notice that more when the cold weather's here. But understand that no matter what it is when it comes to windows and energy efficiency, Intercon has the solution for you. So give them a call at 823-3639. It's Intercon. All right, here's our weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brass's Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to brassesbounty.com. And only 93 for a high temperature today. And some thunderstorms moved through yesterday. Part of the southern part of the county basically got what was out there. But today we've got a 50-50 chance of shower, so we'll keep our fingers crossed. 73 for a low tonight. And actually, the lows are going to be fairly pleasant. Down about 70 or 71 as we head on into the weekend. There'll be a 20% chance of showers for Friday night and Saturday, and the high temperature only making the mid-90s. So a little bit of a break from the heat that we've been having. And it does feel nice out there this morning. The winds are out of the northeast at 10, 96% relative humidity. Got a few clouds, and it's 75.
Being chronically late is not only annoying, it can also sabotage relationships and career. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
Never play poker with a guy named Lucky. Never hit a pinata that has hornets coming out of it. Never wear a fanny pack. No, really, don't ever wear a fanny pack. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $24.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster, sleep longer.
Don't you hate it when people are always late? Well, don't take it personally.
Most late people I found were late for everything. It didn't matter if it was a wedding, a funeral, a job interview. They tended to be late for everything.
Diana DeLonzor, author of the book Never Be Late Again, says most chronically late people hate the fact that they're always late.
I get emails from people every day telling me that they've been fired from their job, that all of their friends are angry with them, they've lost friendships because of chronic lateness. I interviewed managers who overwhelmingly said that they were less likely to promote someone who's chronically late, even though the chronically late person felt that if they stayed late or worked extra hard, they were actually making up for their lateness.
If you want to stop being late all the time, Diana says,
never plan to be on time, and that sounds strange, but one of the things I found is that late people tended to try to arrive exactly at the stroke of when they were supposed to be somewhere. So try to arrive 15 minutes early, and if you aren't 15 minutes early, you should consider yourself late.
Chronic lateness is a tough habit to break, and if someone in your life is always keeping you waiting,
let's say if it's somebody that you meet every day for lunch, agree that if they are more than 10 minutes late for lunch, they have to spring for dessert. Make it so that there is something in it for you and something that penalizes them as well.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Expect sparks to fly when you order your tickets to the hottest Broadway shows coming to the Brazos Valley this season. Don't miss the 10 Tenors on Broadway, Bring It On the Musical, West Side Story, and the 2010 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Memphis. Order tickets to all four Broadway events with the four-pack for as little as $136. Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:33. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. This summer's Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook Luncheon was a recap of the legislative session.
Part of the review was the proposed constitutional amendment to increase highway funding. Senator Charles Schwertner is concerned about the makeup of a select committee that would decide how much money from the rainy day fund goes towards highways.
I voted for transportation direct appropriation from the rainy day fund as a pay-as-you-go method, which would have appropriated in the Senate budget at least $2.9 billion, which would have saved $3.7 in interest in long term.
Representative Kyle Cassell says he's been working with rural cities in his district to promote highways.
You need to start touting Highway 14, because if you're coming out of Dallas, it's a nice road, it's in good shape, and you get to hit Mahia, Grosbeck, Cossey, Thornton, and Bremont. So it covers about five or six of my favorite little cities.
Representative John Rainey worries about tying additional highway money to revenue from the oil and gas severance tax.
As everybody that lives in Texas knows, all businesses goes up and it comes down. It's been doing that for all of our lives. I expect it's going to go down again at some point. But when that happens, we're not going to have any money to put into transportation.
Online at WTAW.com, you can hear more from the lawmakers. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You're not advised to do what a convenience store clerk did to avoid a robbery earlier this week. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says the suspect walked out in frustration without any money, and he was arrested the next day.
You never know how desperate someone might be, and faced with the frustration that, you know, not being able to carry out that crime, they might have retaliated in some way. So I would certainly worry about doing it that way. In this case, it worked out, and, you know, she was able to thwart the theft.
27-year-old Artemio De Leon is accused of giving a note to the clerk at the Sunrise Food Mart on Leonard Road west of Bryan. Instead of handing over money, the clerk told De Leon she wasn't able to read the note because she didn't have her glasses. That's when De Leon walked out and was found the next day at his sister's house. With all hotel rooms booked for the A&M football season, College Station homeowners are offering to rent their houses. Following numerous inquiries, City Manager Morgan Hester posted a blog on that game day rentals are not allowed unless the home is registered as a bed and breakfast. Enforcement will be done on a compliant basis.
Let's say, just for example, they have six people that are staying there for the weekend. And, you know, so they're parked on the street, the neighbor can't get to their driveway, they're loud, they can't sleep. So they'll contact us and tell us, hey, I think that the property next door to me is operating as a game day rental. Can y'all do something?
Hester says there's a limit of four unrelated people staying in a rental house and at a bed and breakfast. On our website at WTAW.com, you can find a link to Hester's online story. Don't be bullied by someone calling you demanding you pay an overdue bill. Atmos Energy spokesman Chase Murphy says it's a nationwide scam.
Our representatives will verify all of your account information before proceeding and before they ever take any payment information. We're going to make sure that we're talking to the right person that's on the account before we ever get any identification or any payment information.
Another alert comes from the College Station Police Department. Officer Phil Dorsett says some drivers have been pulled over by so-called mechanics who claim there's something wrong with your car.
It's real important just to realize, you know, these people are good at kind of getting people worked up, and, you know, you're caught off guard, and if something doesn't feel right, never feel bad about either just telling someone to hold on, you know, getting out of that situation if you need to, leaving, or certainly calling us.
Dorsett says they prefer getting a call before any payment is made instead of afterwards. Texas A&M graduate student Danielle Gaucher is keeping a secret, at least until tomorrow. Gaucher recently competed on The Price is Right, and her results will be revealed on air tomorrow morning at 10 on CBS.
My family is just kind of waiting. They think that I did things, and sometimes I'll say one thing and then I'll say another, and they're really mad at me for not telling them. But my family lives in Boston, so they haven't seen me yet, and I want them to watch it and be surprised, and then they can all call me and yell at me for not telling them.
Gaucher says, calls the day-long experience of selection and filming a huge party. And she says you'll see her and her friends in the center front row. She says she almost didn't go because she was in the middle of finals, but her best friend convinced her to, and it was one of the funnest experiences of her life. And an Iola man was killed last night in a single vehicle crash in Grimes County. 6-year-old David Bebe, who was wearing his seatbelt, was southbound on FM 244 when his truck left the roadway and struck a tree 6 miles north of Anderson. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 74 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we're not sure what you get when you add a wide selection of car and truck batteries to free battery testing and professional installation while you wait. But we know what you don't get. Stuck. At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we never want you to get stuck with a car that won't start. That's why we'll be glad to perform a free alternator and battery check for your vehicle. If your battery does need to be replaced, we can install a new one while you wait. No appointment necessary. And afterwards, we'll recycle the old one for you. Batteries Plus Bulbs is a great place to find headlights and brake lights. We also carry those hard-to-find bulbs used in map lights and dome lights. So next time you need a battery or bulb, don't get stuck going anywhere else. Come to Batteries Plus Bulbs and take advantage of our wide selection and helpful advice. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station now through August 31st to save $10 on select Duracell car and truck batteries after rebate. Located at the corner of Texas and Holloman.
If you garden, you know it can take a lot of tools and a lot of sweat to get your soil ready for the season. That is unless you own a John Deere 1 Series subcompact tractor from Sioux Falls Prater. I call mine Little Giant because it's small but packs loads of power. And it lets me switch between digging, tilling, mowing, and more without even breaking a sweat. But the best thing about it is, unlike my other helper around the house, it doesn't demand food when we're finished working. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere that's right for you, or see them online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can't afford.
Dixie Tire Company is bringing you the best deals on custom wheels. Dixie Tire Company, located in downtown Bryan, has the best deals on tire and wheel packages from all brands and sizes. That's Dixie Tire Company. Or call 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
6:39, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or call them at 268-1162.
Through today, we'll have periods of clouds and sun with a couple of widely scattered showers and thunderstorms around us as well. The high temperature up between 90 and 95 this afternoon. Now, tonight, the skies become mainly clear. We drop down to 72 to 76, and we'll see sunshine with a few scattered clouds during the day Friday. Afternoon high temperature about 95 degrees. Fair weather during Friday night, lower 70s, and sunny to occasionally partly cloudy on Saturday and up into the mid-90s. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. The Bombers are the Texas Collegiate League champions. Last night, a very exciting game. Aggie football camp back in action yesterday. We'll get you caught up on special teams. And an interesting twist for the Meet the Aggies event, you won't be able to take memorabilia with you. We'll get you caught up on all the details coming up here in just a bit.
Here's on my arm. I'll never wash it.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, can I brag for a minute?
Okay.
Just take 2 seconds. I got 3 inches of rain at my house yesterday.
Hey, good
hot
for
dog.
You. Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
I think they got 3 drops here at the station.
Yeah, well, this, again, this happened to be your turn if you lived in the southern part of the county. And
it was a deluge.
And that's interesting. In Robertson County, they got 4 inches of rain yesterday early in the day. And anyway, it's out there and moving around, and there's a 50. Plus, no matter what, it cooled things off, even if you didn't happen to get rain. Really, the last few days, we've been able to kind of cool down in the afternoons because those showers that happen, even if you didn't get the precipitation, you kind of got a benefit for the break. And this morning, we've got northeast wind, so it's really okay out there. 50-50 chance of showers, like I said, and there's nothing on the radar right now in anywhere near us, but there's lots of moisture in the air, and so we'll hope it heats up and we can get some widespread showers. Because heaven knows we do need it. That's,
yes.
For sure. Well, let's see here. You know, I love this. The White House has decided they're going to condemn the violence that took place in Egypt yesterday.
But the whole dancing around the State Department thing was hilarious because nobody's going to say anything bad about these people.
Oh, no. Can't be doing that.
Oh, it was hilarious. It's not a coup. We can't. Well, there's no official. No, but we have to wait for the State Department.
Right.
It's like the Three Stooges.
Well, and the other thing is the only numbers that they are making public are the numbers that the Army is saying, which was 278 people died. And basically, you know, if you're not keeping score and it's not, gosh, let me see, unrest in the Middle East. Yeah, that's never happened before. But this was the Egyptian military deciding to raid some areas and to break up the protests of people. And they've been protesting for a long time about Morsi being ousted as president. So they go out and don't know what necessarily made it different yesterday. Possibly they were more aggressive, I'm not sure. But we're talking the Muslim Brotherhood sympathizers basically go in there and, I mean, they burned churches down, they stormed police stations, went after government buildings, lots of protesters killed in basically two squares in Cairo.
Well, they were saying nonviolent, and they were showing these guys in the street with AK-47s unloading.
Yeah. So, anyway, and again, it's not like they're going to go, oh, okay, the United States told us to stop, so we'll stop. But everybody's got a posture, right?
Yep.
Got to go posture. So there. And, of course, all the condemnation. You know, the president, he's on vacation. Why should he have to comment on this? Gee whiz. So kind of an interesting story here because, after all, don't politicians try to tie everything to our safety?
Yes. Right?
Public safety, kid safety, grown-up safety, whatever kind of safety.
It's for the children.
Of course. Everything is for the children. We need to make sure that we are safe Americans. That's what our elected officials do. So with that in mind, Nancy Pelosi and a bunch of people from the California congressional delegation have asked Jerry Brown to stop the deportation of undocumented citizens in California. And it is for the safety of the residents, you see. Because if they start deporting people, then they get scared and they won't get in touch with authorities when there's illegal activity going on. And so don't do that because we'll be safer because the illegal immigrants will continue to be in California. That's their logic. That is their logic. Now, again, it's California, and they're a little bit different there, but they are pushing him to not deport these illegal aliens. I mean, here's the quote. Reduce the willingness of immigrant and non-immigrant crime victims and witnesses to cooperate with law enforcement. See, because if you go in and say that you saw a crime, they think they're going to be deported. And we don't want that to happen. We want to make sure that they're safe, although illegal, in our country. Thank you, Democrats of California.
They're not long for this world.
Who? Democrats of California?
California.
I know.
They eventually they're going to have to come to Texas for a loan.
Yeah.
And when they do, we'll say, we'll take the northern half.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's it.
And so we'll have like...
But all the hippies have to leave.
Well, we'll just take the northern... Well, yeah, I guess that's true. We'll make the hippies leave. But we'll take the northern half of California.
Yeah.
It'll be Texas West.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Problem solved.
Yeah, you can... And you other people can... I'd take San Diego. Well, no, I don't want San Diego because it's got a border. That's not good. All right. Okay, so
it's got a good zoo.
It does have a go. It's got a it's a wonderful city. I like the city a lot, but it's got a border with Mexico.
Scott and I now have negotiated the breakup of California.
There we go. Got that done for you this morning. Yeah.
If the San Andreas Fault just snaps it off America, then we won't have to worry about
any
of it anyway.
Just wave to them from the new coast
as they sink into the ocean.
Say bye. So Bloomberg News has released a report having to do with the counties that get the most food stamps. And it's a little bit interesting. Of the 254 counties where food stamp recipients doubled between the years of 2007 and 2011, Mitt Romney won 213 of those 254 counties in last year's presidential in the presidential election.
Really?
Yeah, that's yeah. Bloomberg's review of about 2,100 counties.
So I guess the 52% do like him.
Yeah. They reviewed about 2,100 counties where the Department of Agriculture data was available, including the 250 of the highest concentration of food stamp recipients. And among that group, 227 of them were within one congressional district, 160 of them were represented by Republicans, 67 by Democrats. So, I mean, by a wide margin. Now, what's also interesting is the county that had the largest growth was Owsley County, Kentucky. It is represented by Hal Rogers, who is a Republican and chairman of the House Appropriations Committee. Now, this is a Republican writing a letter to the Lexington Herald Leader. He wrote, quote, "We believe we must strengthen our social safety net for those who need it by reforming our broken food stamp system. Reforming the food stamp program is not about being spiteful or denying people benefits. It's about eliminating the waste that prevents Kentucky families who truly need help from getting it." See, Republican, Democrat, it does not matter. You know, if it's to feather your nest, it's an okay thing.
Well, certainly it is.
Let's point over there. Oh, look, those people are wasting money. My people deserve it. That's our problem. Again, doesn't matter whether it's a Republican or Democrat, just so you can bring it home to your people. But I find that, again, interesting that the vast majority of counties where things have changed as far as food stamp use is doubling between 2007 and 2011, 213 of them voted Republican in the last election.
Well, it's like the old George Carlin joke.
Hmm.
My stuff is your...
Yeah.
Hello, it's Toyota's nationwide clearance event. I'm Jan. How can I help?
Hi, Jan. I've got a problem. With all the great deals you've got, I'm having a hard time deciding which car to go with.
Well, it's a common...
On one hand, I love the Camry. Reliable, great looking. I could totally see myself driving it for years.
Have you thought about going...
On the other hand, I keep thinking about the money I'll save in gas with the Corolla.
What I can do is
But then there's this side of me that wants a tough and rugged truck like a Tundra.
Did you know all the trucks...
I should just go with my gut, right? My first instinct. Follow my heart. Great. Thanks, Jan. You've been a really big help.
Anytime.
Toyota's once-a-year nationwide clearance event is on now. It's the perfect chance to get an amazing deal on your favorite Toyotas. From the fuel-efficient Corolla, to the dependable Tundra, to the stylish Camry. But the incredible savings won't last long. Hurry to Toyota's nationwide clearance event and get your Toyota today before they're gone. Lease a 2013 Tundra Double Cab V8 for $249 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing. Or get $2,500 customer cash. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 9/13.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feed, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you find fertilizers confusing, join the crowd. Finding the proper plant food for each plant in the landscape and garden can seem like a hopelessly confusing problem. Rejoice, Gardener, I bring a simple life to you. I'm going to explain fertilizers and how you can choose the right plant food. It's a lot easier than you might imagine. I'll be back with details after this message. Almost 30 years ago, we began Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine with the commitment to bring you timely and reliable gardening information based solely on the needs of the plant people in Texas. We say on the cover of the magazine, the definitive word in Texas horticulture, and that is our commitment to you and to ourselves. Our garden writers are experts in their field. Many of them have written for us all the way through. Now, I guarantee your satisfaction with our magazine. We don't put it on the newsstand, but you have have nothing to lose. If you don't like it when you see it, I'll refund every penny. It almost never happens. A one-year new or renewal subscription is only $23.95 for six big issues of Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. Call 1-800-752-GROW with an O, not a zero. That's Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine, $23.95 for a one-year subscription. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. To choose the right fertilizer, we have to understand a few basic terms. And bear with me now. It's not going to be difficult. You can do this. Analysis. Analysis is the fertilizer's list of contents by percentages. And it's three numbers. It'll be nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, respectively. Nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, and they'll be listed as numbers. Like 15, 5, 10, for example. That's a total of 30%. Percent, remember those are percent, actual nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. And those three elements have different functions in the landscape. Nitrogen promotes leaf growth and also new stem growth. Phosphorus is roots, flowers, and fruit. However, phosphorus often is present in very large quantities in clay soils, especially. And potassium is most important for summer and winter hardiness. That's the analysis. It's the actual percent content. Ratio is a term referring to the relative amounts of the three elements compared to one another. Now, let's use that 15-5-10 example that we had. If you divide that by 5, you get 3-1-2. That's the ratio of the fertilizer elements together. You simply divide by the lowest common denominator. So an 18-6-12 fertilizer is also 3-1-2. So is 21-7-14. Didn't know you were tuned into a math class, did you? This is simple math. Don't give up yet. Stay with me. Slow-release fertilizers are the rage currently, and that's because they stay around and give more sustained feeding. It's better for our plants. And if you look at the nitrogen, half or more of it should be in quality slow-release form. Your retail garden center can explain that to you and show it to you in the fine print. So you want the first number, half of that nitrogen, to be slow-release form or more than half. Organic fertilizers are also increasingly important. That's a good trend. The various manures, blood meal, bone meal, fish emulsion, and other products of the life processes are all examples. One thing you have to remember with organic fertilizers is they have a very low analysis. The actual percent content of nutrients is very low, and they dissolve very slowly. So your plants may starve to death before they can get enough of the nutrition that they need, at least initially, until you build up the nutrition value of your soil. Those are some things to keep in mind when you choose fertilizers. I'm Neil Sperry, working with a landscape planner in our next program. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. The Brazos Valley Bombers jumped off to a quick start, putting up one in the first in the final game of the championship series. But the Victoria Generals quickly struck back, going up 5-1. The Bombers came roaring back to 7-5. And the Generals kept threatening through the later innings, putting runners in scoring position. But the Bombers held their composure, shutting down the Generals in the ninth, winning the 2013 Texas Collegiate League Championship for the first time in franchise history. Congratulations to them. As we head deeper into Aggie football camp, we stop today and take a look at the special teams, which was not exactly a strong suit for A&M last year. So here's the special teams coach after practice last night, Jeff Banks.
I'm confident about this group, but we do have a lot of specialists that haven't played. That's my challenge, is how do I do that in practice? How do we do that as a staff, put these guys in position without getting them hurt live? But until the Rice game, it's going to be hard for me to be completely confident until I see it in action. But we got some guys, and we're only going to get better. I know that. I know once Rice comes and they get their feet wet and they start getting some experience, we're going to have a good season on special teams.
And we can all find out for ourselves. The scrimmage is actually Saturday. It's open to the public, and it is at 6 o'clock. Texas A&M is being extremely cautious when it comes to giving out autographs. In a statement released yesterterday, the Aggies announced that the players and coaches will not sign any memorabilia for fans attending the Meet the Aggies event on August the 24th. Instead, the only autographs allowed will be on specially provided autographed cards. In order to accommodate as many fans as possible, quote, all other items must be left at the door. For example, helmets, footballs, jerseys, and photos will not be allowed in the Gilmer Indoor Track Complex. The new policy comes, of course, in light of the NCAA investigation into Johnny Football and whether he was paid to sign. And it has also said that players and coaches would remain seated at the event and would not pose for photographs. Number 12 A&M soccer team played UC Irvine to a 0-0 draw in an exhibition last night. The Aggies were unable to claim the victory despite registering substantial advantages in shots on goal, and corner kicks. Next action for the Lady Soccer team is this Saturday at 7:30, and it's a maroon and white scrimmage. And in Major League Baseball.
That's hit high in the air, pretty deep to left center. Cespedes is going back on the warning track, and that ball hit off the top of the fence. Coming in to score now is Altuve. He will come in. Corcoran is tagged out as the Astros take the lead on Carlos's RBI double.
That happened in the 11th inning to lift the Stros to a 2-1 victory over the Oakland Athletics. Chris Carter homered, and Jonathan Villar added two hits for the Stros. Houston has won the first two games of its series after dropping 11 of the last 12 with the division rivals. And the two wins back-to-back now for the Stros have also helped the Rangers jump into the AL West leading position. Speaking of the Rangers.
Swing and a line drive, left field, base hit. Profar in to score. Baker being waved around third. Here comes the throw. It's cut at third. Baker scores, and the Rangers lead 5-4.
That's where it all wrapped up. The AL West leading Rangers were trailing after six before the rally that started in the seventh. The Brewers had snapped the Rangers' season-high eight-game winning streak on this last Tuesday. And make it 12 international victories in a row for the U.S. national soccer team.
Josie Altidore, the hat trick! Josie Altidore having one of the games of his life for the United States. Three goals in this second half.
U.S. men beat Bosnia-Herzegovina 4-3 in Sarajevo. In NFL action, Arapahoe County, Colorado Undersheriff Dave Watcher told NFL.com that linebacker Von Miller was arrested Sunday on a failure to appear warrant. Miller quickly was released on a $1,000 bond. He reportedly was scheduled for arraignment on December 31st, and arrest warrants were issued on the 2nd. The talented pass rusher also is facing a four-game suspension for violating the NFL's substance abuse policy. For the seventh straight year, the Dallas Cowboys are valued at $2.3 billion and sit atop Forbes' annual list of the NFL's most valuable franchises. The Cowboys are worth an estimated $500 million more than the number two team, which is the New England Patriots. They're valued at $1.8 billion. The Washington Redskins come in at number three, New York Giants are four, and the Houston Texans are the fifth most valued team in the NFL at $1.45 billion. And finally, in a bit of a scare at an NFL camp yesterday, an MRI on the left knee of New England Patriot quarterback Tom Brady, who went down after an incomplete pass on 11-on-11 drills in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers scrimmage Wednesday, came back negative. He is considered day-to-day, and that comes from a source to ESPN with knowledge of the situation. That's your sports. They're brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-nine out-after-five service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.